Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We cover pretty well every important topic, whether it's ice ages or guns, etc. We want you to be aware of what's going on in your world, and also we don't just try to present information that can scare you. We always provide solutions or a pathway to find a solution. And it's interesting that GOP Senator Jeff Flake said that the bipartisan senators have reached an immigration deal, but others are skeptical. I think it's going to be done pretty soon. It'll be a combination of DACA. Plus ending chain migration and the lottery system and the wall. And the wall will be several kinds of walls. It'll be a cyber wall, it'll be a physical wall, it'll be a berm that will allow cattle to go down to the Rio Grande River and get water. But it'll be a barrier that will increase surveillance as well as action by the increased numbers of border guards and the action of the border police and justices. So a change in policy, a change in the cyber border, a use of drones, the use of a different type of wall that can be seen through. It won't just be a one-yard line like one of the people at the meeting the other day talked about. We have coming on the program, of course, Larry Pratt from GOA, Gun Owners of America, founder, and we have a couple of pieces of legislation that have been kind of stalled in Congress since last January, a couple of bills. Let's talk about what's been done in 2017. And what is coming up in 2018? Larry, are you there?
I am with you. Thanks for having me.
So, Larry, I want you to give us an update of what's happened in 2017, what's stalled, and what's likely to be on the agenda for 2018 to make sure, number one, we don't end up with increased surveillance by being bumped onto lists. For example, people can miss a traffic violation in another state, and then they get put on a terrible list that can actually remove their rights to actually not only buy a gun, but have a concealed carry permit. This is a surveillance kind of state overreach by government that doesn't make sense. And then we have the bill, which is the concealed carry bill that basically would allow, if you have a concealed carry permit in one state, you can go to anywhere in the country. We haven't seen any legislation to deal with new non-lethal technologies and other things, and increased maybe federal training to make sure police, number one, are better trained and have a mediation officer with them besides sitting in a SWAT team. On the other hand, they have equipment that properly matches, which is why Donald Trump released the military equipment to the police. But I don't want to see a militarized police force without proper training engaging the public or supposedly engaging criminals. I want to make sure they always match or exceed the weapon systems and have proper body armor and vehicles that can prevent the officers from being put in danger. On the other hand, I want to see it integrated with the sheriff's office so that they can call on the sheriff's office affiliate deputized officers that can actually come in a community like, say, Detroit or other cities and protect the police and protect the public from danger when gangs get out of control. So what's the legislative agenda in 2017? What's stalled? What's moving forward? And what are the minefields that are happening in terms of legislation that could take away people's gun rights? Like, I know the veterans coming back have had a lot of ridiculous things done where if their wife is handling their bills, they're considered incompetent, even though they haven't seen a psychiatrist or had a psychologist or any kind of indication that they're mentally incompetent based on medical diagnostics, yet they lose their gun rights. And I think it's obscene.
Well, it's any excuse is a good excuse when you want to do anything at all. And the anti-Second Amendment crowd looks at the, but you don't want to let guns get into the wrong hands, do you? Well,
yeah, right.
we have a background check system now, and it's used, give or take, 20 million times in a year.
Right.
And in that last year that data come from, they actually managed to prosecute out of 20 million, 44.
44 so people.
44
wow.
people. So it's not doing anything except costing money and putting together a government surveillance list, which is something you pointed to, which is a very dangerous thing. Big Brother truly will be watching us ever more closely if we don't put a stop to the march toward total information about every citizen. That seems to be part of the premise of this kind of universal background check, and it's been unhappily been put on as an amendment to legislation in the Congress and hasn't been finally enacted, so we still have time to kill it. But if the national carry bill were to pass the way it's been amended in the House, we would be looking at a measure that basically puts every gun owner on record at the central level.
You know, it's interesting. They talk about gun registration when in actual fact it should be owner registration. I'll just put out what I call my three M's. If we put out a national registry of people that are putting on drugs like Kelujack, and over the Christmas holiday a lot of people put on these drugs, kill themselves or their families because they're on a de-repressive drug, number one. Number two, there's social media. We know from social media that the people that are going to do terrorism are going to flip out, let's say ex-veterans that have got PTSD or people from the Middle East that have an agenda. Their information is freely available on the social media, so they could mine that. And the third is money. If you contribute money to ISIS or some kind of terrorist organization, it's obvious that you need to have a scoring system. It has nothing to do with guns. It has to do with behavior. Whether you're making pipe bombs or guns are doing or sitting up in that lantern so you can throw arrows or spears at people, it doesn't much matter. You have to actually find out what's going on with the person, not the gun. Now, in terms of guns, you want to make sure the police have got a backup of the sheriff. You want to make sure they have a mediator rather than just going to the SWAT team. And you want to make sure they have equipment that equals or exceeds the gangs that they're dealing with. So if you're dealing with a gang that has really advanced, high-powered, armor-piercing weapons, why would you go in with level 3 body armor and weak vehicles that can't stop a bullet? And you're going to go into a kill zone? This is craziness, isn't it?
Yes,
And then we have the police acting excessively because they're terrified, they're scared themselves. They often aren't properly trained how to engage, so they either use excessive force to try to scare the heck out of the other side to comply. And on the other hand, they should have non-lethal weapons, and if they have to use lethal weapons, things like knockdown agents, gases that will knock everybody out, ways of actually dealing that doesn't necessarily kill the other side, but make sure they can be zip-tied up and nobody gets hurt. I think we need to be creative, but we also don't want to take gun rights away from people, because what I see happening is that if we lose our Second Amendment right, we won't have a First Amendment right.
Well, that's for sure. And the failure to catch any significant number of criminals and even get them prosecuted, admittedly at the federal level, most prosecutions tend to result in convictions, but 44 out of 20 million?
Well, that indicates they're not using the data that's already available. If we had I'm a techie, okay? And I worked with the people at the NSA and FBI, was a doctor for Special Forces in Delta. I worked with different departments, and one of the big things that I found most shocking is one department didn't talk to another. They didn't use common sense. For example, when I talked to FEMA and worked with FEMA with Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, they had policies in place that were really what I called shocking. Their idea was that they had a radiation release or a radioactive isotope release, was to set up a perimeter, and if anybody tried to escape the perimeter, shoot in the center of body of mass and put them in a body bag, not decontaminate them. So what I see happening is what I call crazy policy that puts the police in danger, puts the public in danger, and takes the rights of citizens to protect themselves with violence against really violent people that are invading their home or deciding to go crazy. Let's say the power goes out for a few days. People can lose it and think it's Armageddon and go nuts. And we have to be able to have self-protection. So I don't understand why common sense doesn't reign in this. Do you mean?
Well, no, it doesn't. At least it doesn't on those who almost foam at the mouth with the notion that somehow there are too many guns getting into the wrong hands.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
for them, any American that owns a gun who's not wearing a badge is the wrong hands, basically. Because when you really pin them down, that's really what they're talking about. They don't even feel safe around folks like us that might have a gun.
Exactly. But I want to see it expanded. So we have integration of the sheriff and citizens with backup for the police. I want to see people having access to non-lethal and other weapons. I want the police to be properly prepared and trained to deal with psychology with the officers that can interface. Let's have a system that works.
By now, you
right now. And welcome back. So the agenda last year, I think it was a bill to the concealed carry, and that's still, I got tabled in the Congress, but it never went to the Senate. It's still kind of sitting there. It needs to get forward. I think we need a series of bills to try to make what I call peace again with the peace officers, where the government, quote, in quotes, whether state, federal, city, doesn't need to be paranoid of an armed citizen. That the armed citizen actually should be considered the backbone of the country via the sheriff's office, and then people should have a concealed carry permit after they've been properly vetted. And once they have a concealed carry, they should be anywhere in the country. I guarantee you that criminals would cringe if they knew anybody anywhere could be carrying a concealed carry permit to any place, including New York City or Chicago. They wouldn't pull off their crap. Secondly, they wouldn't be able to do the kind of stuff if the police had level 3 body armor and vehicles that could stop high-velocity weapons, and they had both lethal and non-lethal systems so they could throw in a gas canister and knock everybody to the ground so they can't shoot anybody or, you know, create a period of confusion using LRAD and other technologies. So I really think we need to rearm and be much more creative in our whole process of arming the police and the public to make sure that nobody dares try to commit a crime. And once that becomes a nationwide thing, you'll see peace reign in America. Nobody anywhere will squeak sideways, even if they're moderately psychotic. They just won't do it.
Well,
they're psychotic, but not suicidal, most of these criminals.
There were probably about 25 years when the major push for concealed carry legislation, state by state, was taking place. There's still a few benighted places where it's almost impossible to get such a permit. But overall, we could say over the last 25 years, as each state came online, as it were, with a concealed carry law that made it legal, and increasingly, as the laws were revisited, made it easier to get permits to carry concealed, the violent crime rates in those states went down, and it kept going down. And that was before we had the national background check, and it was after we had the national background check. All of this massing of data for background checks hasn't, as I was mentioning earlier, it hasn't done anything to impact our crime rate in this country, but it has given the government the opportunity, if it's willing to break the law, and I think we know they will, they are willing, they can keep that list of names of gun owners and where they are. Somebody says, oh, you're too cynical. You've got to trust the government for some things. Yeah, I do trust the government to break the law. And let's look at what happened with the IRS under Lois Lerner during the Obama administration. They broke the law about 8 different ways before breakfast, kind of to paraphrase the Queen of Hearts and Alice in Wonderland. These guys were working at it 24-7.
Yeah. Well, look at the Bureau of Land Management, the way they handle the people out west in states where the federal government owns more territory than is actually part of the state territory. And they abuse the people and put them in grave danger and also abuse their ability to use the land for grazing cattle, which is a perfectly good thing to do. In fact, it actually helps the local life forms because the turtles and snails and so on love to eat cow poop. Cow manure is actually one of their great sources of nutrients for the desert. Don't they understand that? It's like, are you kidding me? Desert grass and cow manure and turtles and armadillos, they love the fact that cows live what they do.
They understand that. They don't want to talk about that.
Well, that's because they want to sell our uranium to Russia. And then they want to scam us and tell us that statute of limitations is coming soon. So if the Department of Justice doesn't prosecute Hillary Clinton, I call her name Hillary, not Hillary, Hillary Rotten Clinton, and Mueller and the other guys in the FBI trying to cover this stuff up, this criminal activity of the Sisyphus conglomerate of 9 different agencies. I mean, it shows I say the government has what's called the anti-Midas touch. Anything they touch turns to horse manure.
Well, it certainly has had a tendency to do that, and the experience of that Bundy family, I think, was an enormously graphic example.
And they got exonerated, too. In fact, they got exonerated in court because it's obvious the federal government were abusing the rights of citizens, and the rights of citizens to graze, which have had over 100 years. It's like, are you kidding me?
Before there was federal claimed ownership of the federal lands, before any of this, the Bundy family for 150 years had been working that land when it was just open range land. But the fact of the matter is that the government, I hope, and we've just begun to talk to people on the Hill about this possibility, I hope the federal prosecutors are going to get prosecuted themselves, because the judge, who was not a particularly sympathetic judge for the Bundys, but she became so outraged at the withholding, systematic withholding of exculpatory evidence by the prosecution, she ended up, it seemed to me, my take, I can't say I know this for a fact, but it looked as if she were doing a 180. Somebody that had been kind of on the government side, wham, she just threw the book at them. And I think it set the stage for prosecuting those federal BLM agents. The Bundys were totally non-peaceful. The only people that were bringing guns during a multi-week standoff on their ranch were people coming from out of state that Bundys had no control over. And they were doing it because of the photos and the reports of government agents with sniper rifles aimed at the ranchers, at the cowboys that were trying to release the cattle illegally being restrained by the federal government. And so I think was by the way, probably one of the most recent dramatic examples of why we have a Second Amendment.
Look at what Obama did after the last of his second term in office. He made a whole bunch of giant super parks. So the federal government would do is seize property land in states where sometimes in places like Nevada, over 73% of the land is now controlled by the federal government. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it very much is, and those are being undone by Trump, and that's very much to the plus side of his balance sheet. And I think we're hopefully going to be able to look back and say that was one of the best things that could have happened as a result of that election. He's in undoing, I think it's now well over 150 executive orders that were bad policy, unconstitutional on their face.
But we don't want to use the word which is live backwards, which is called evil. Abomination, done by the abominator and by previous presidents, has been whittling away at the rights of citizens to own property, to be taxed appropriately, to carry and protect themselves from violence, and to have the rights of a citizen. The problem is, our rights come from God, and we delegate them to our political system, to our officials and our executive. And we're the only country on earth in modern history that has that kind of constitution. Every other country, the rights come from the government, not the other way around.
We have it so good, and we owe the founders of our country such a great inheritance.
We have also God to thank for, because he's the guy that gives us our rights that we delegate.
Amen.
There we go. So we'll see what happens in 2018. Trump is on the Trump train, and criminals beware. We have to use a little comedy sometimes to get through to people, because a lot of time people, I think a lot of people, if they actually had an original thought or thought things through, they might actually smell the smell of burning rubber and the smoke going out from their ears. But you came up with a great idea. You use little, what we call chemical balls that'll knock you down, and you called them Antifa, and I thought, you know what, well, let's call them Antifa tranks. So the police officer gets one of these, and they got an Antifa guy or somebody who wants to do violence. They just drop one of these into the middle of the criminal activity going on there, and all of a sudden they're going to hear, you know, a bunch of bodies dropping to the ground. The only thing that might happen is they might end up with some broken teeth as they do face plant. But they won't end up being having bullets in them, and they won't end up having to have a chest tube put in because they've got a hemopneumothorax. And of course, it might be a little bit hefty to try to get them onto a gurney. You have the new jack gurneys, of course, that a lot of the EMTs have now, so you can just roll your body onto the floor level and then jack it up so that it don't break your back trying to lift up somebody that's a little bit too
like
heavy.
That.
So Antifa tranks, that's our new invention. I want to actually put together a bunch of these things and make a video of all the non-lethal and lethal systems that I've either been taught by Special Forces in Delta or I'm an inventor. And I think also we should put a position paper together how to integrate the sheriff's office and citizens with the police so that there's a friendly relationship. Imagine if we had a fund set up so Granny could get a gun because we could contribute money. She'd be in a training thing. She'd actually be a certified deputized officer with the sheriff's office. So if her grandson's going to school, let's say, in a Democratic city like Chicago, and she wants him to not be inducted into a gang, all of a sudden, she gets a call from the police officers, very overwhelmed because there's a gang about to go and attack all these kids going to school and wanting to induct them into one or another gangs. And Granny can come out with her gun, backing up the police, as the police actually have a special channel opened up to get a hold of her. That, to me, makes a lot of sense. And I want to see non-lethal weapon systems, too. So you don't just kill somebody. You knock them to the ground, and the worst thing that can happen is they break a few teeth as they pass out. And they end up being zip-tied and hauled off for a proper evaluation.
So, well, I think you really pointed something that we ought to talk more about as days go by, and that is the involvement of the community in their own defense. This is not something where they should remain spectators. And the idea of involving the people, we used to have a name for it. We called it the posse. And you may not have started the day thinking
I got a new idea for this term. Well, let's make an app for it. We'll call it the E-Posse. You know, small E-P-O-S-S-Y. And the E-Posse. And the fact is, the concealed carry bill, I think it's held up in Congress and the Senate because they don't have a vision of a future safe world where everybody is a friend of the policeman and the policeman is your friend. Right now, the police have been overtrained, under-equipped, oftentimes put into kill zones, which is like the old term for Vietnam. Then they go with uber violence. Like, you know, if you call the police and say you have a family dispute, we're coming with an attack dog, canine group, and we're SWAT team. No, you don't. You need to have a mediator, like a psychologist, to talk to you even by a bullhorn so they don't go in a danger zone. And if it looks like you need the SWAT team, we'll bring it on. But use non-lethal weapons first before you start shooting all the relatives because they're having a bad family argument, like over Christmas.
So the problem with trying to use the posse, the word that I've injected into our discussion, is that if you tried that in a place like Baltimore or Chicago, and a police officer cried out, "Hey, has anybody around here got a gun? I need some help." The only people that would respond to that would be gangbangers, because the rest of the people have been disarmed by the government.
Well, I like to have an emergency button, you know, like to have one of these recording devices on a cop. Why don't they have a button, not necessarily on their cell phone, but a button where they press it, it automatically goes to their squad car, sends out a radio alert that goes to the sheriff's office to tell everybody on their phone app, whatever, hey, here's the GPS coordinates, here's where these officers are down, or they're surrounded by gangs, or here's a kid that's got a tracker on them, and they're now in trouble because they're on their way to school or get something from grandma, and now they're surrounded by gang members trying to either induct them or shoot them because they won't join this or that gang.
I mean, think it could operate something like the weather alerts that come in on my phone.
Right.
All of a sudden, it's making this really irritating, unavoidable, you can't miss it noise.
Right.
And you realize, oh, I've got an important message here.
Yeah.
And you have people's attention that way. And if they're within a 2 or 3 block distance, boom, they're over there in time to help the cops.
Exactly. But you could actually give them more information than that. Because with the new app, sure, there's probably creative people out there that could write apps for this. That's part of the reason why I think the concealed carry hasn't, because people don't get the vision, you know. You get part of a vision. For example, you hear them talking about fixing health care. How about not needing toxic polypharmacy at age 60 or 70? How about not needing grandma to have osteopenia, osteoporosis, so if she falls, she's going to have 20 years of life longer than her bone life, so she's in a striker bed or permanently disabled in a wheelchair? How about the same thing with the police? Why don't we have police feel that the community protects them as well as protecting themselves and gives them the proper equipment so they don't have to go to a kill zone? You know, because almost all these gangs like MS-13, they outgun the police. Right?
That would, I think, go a long way to reestablishing the proper relationship between the cops and the citizens, namely, we're in this together, we're buddies, we're allies.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. See, that's the solution, not this idea that, you know, you hate blacks, therefore you want to shoot them because they're... No, the fact is the black community has more social degradation from the government's interference with social services. So a black woman has serial babies from different black aggressive men and sends honor payments to prison to the guys that they have impregnated them from, you know, I've heard reports as many as like 20, 24 mamas are sending partial social security checks to the papa of their kids, or multiple kids, sent to the man in prison. And, you know, that's because we've done social service things that have actually stripped the black home from having a black man. 70 years ago, the black community, especially if they're Christian, were more conservative than the white community. Mm-hmm. Why is the difference? Because of government interference, as they say, they have the anti-Midas touch. Rather than trying to re-engineer a system to make the police and the public feel they're in it together, and it's not a war zone. It's the same thing as our political system. Even Washington warned us against having parties, which is why Trump is such a wild man. When he sat there the other day with the Democrats and Republicans, I'm sure a lot of the Democrats said, this guy's kind of like sort of a Democrat. And then other people say, he's like sort of a Republican. And then they're saying, he's neither. That's because all those apply. He wants solutions to problems, which is why he'll pivot and pivot and pivot and pivot until he gets some kind of collaboration, which
and
is
I
why they're saying now, the GOP says
timing,
that the bipartisan center... Yeah, go ahead.
The timing was quite interesting that Trump convened this meeting. I'm not sure how many people knew it in advance, but evidently almost nobody in the media saw that they were going to be part of an hour-long meeting, not just a bit watching, but they were actually going to be at the meeting. And this is about, what, a week after this scurrilous book comes out by this guy Wolf, depicting Trump as a... doddering, old, incompetent, probably needs to put in the insane asylum. And all of a sudden, the guy that nobody heard described or depicted in the media is sitting there in a rather competent fashion conducting a meeting. He's in charge. He knows all about the subject he's talking about.
And he's listening, anyway, and he's listening to everybody. I saw one Democrat say, well, why do you defend it on the 1 yard line? So why do we need a wall? We can defend it on the 20 yard line. He said, we need a wall, but we need to go to those safe houses. We know where they are. And then he completely destroys the other side with common sense and logic. The fact that people can't get Trump is this. Trump is, and whether people like it or not, and he's actually correct in this tweet, Trump is a genius. He's not only a business genius who went bankrupt but came back up with the law on his side. but he's politically survived so many attacks, it's insane. Okay? Without a doubt, Trump is the best president we've had since Hamilton. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever. And if he gets two terms, this will be a different America. And if the Democrats don't get their act together and start saying they're going to do for the public, their party's finished. Whatever comes afterward, they should have supported Bernie Sanders because at least they'd have a dialogue or something, but they didn't. They killed Bernie's candidacy off. Maybe he'll run again. Who knows?
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go?
You know, one of the things that I crave is I crave people asking tough questions. I'm a problem solver. I mean, I'm tired of Gordian knots. And there really is physically and emotionally and mentally no problem on earth that I cannot pull apart. Now, I may not have all the answers immediately, but I can tell you I can parse it down to its basic elements. I'm surprised that you have people like Colin, Colin, this idiot, putting pigs on his socks on his socks on his legs, saying that the police are pigs. If you have a depoliced state or city or county, you've got a danger zone where criminal reign and even relatives that decide to start shooting each other, there's nothing to restrain them. And I'm amazed that somebody can be that naive that they think, well, if you really like a kind of a free-for-all, go to El Salvador. Go to some middle Central American country where the police and the criminals and the drug cartels run everything. See how wonderful it is. You know,
and
why don't we give them a free ticket?
They all have very, very, very strong gun control laws. You don't have this problem, to make the point again, in Vermont or in Arizona or Alaska. There's about a dozen, 13 states that don't require any kind of government oversight, supervision, approval of any kind for a person to legally carry firearm in those states.
And we're not even talking about concealed carry. We're talking about carrying the weapon right into the bank.
Concealed or open, and it
open carry.
It seems to not have come to anybody's attention, pretty much, that, those seem to be some of the safest places we have in our country. They are certainly rather different in their safety from Chicago and other places like that.
Well, you know, I call it the Nancy Pelosi effect. If you repeat something that's insane still enough, you'll make it very obvious that you're insane and your logic is completely lacking. You don't get convinced people by repeating stuff. It's like, why does the Democrats on the left know that this is suicidally stupid when they failed for 60 years plus that every city and town they've touched and got control of, they've wrecked it? You know,
well, Nancy Pelosi's kind of funny. She said in response to the Republican tax cut that this is Armageddon. Well, I'll bet you there's a lot of Americans looking forward to a tax rebate cut, whatever.
I'm going to change the name. I'm going to change the name from Armageddon to Demogeddon. It's the end of the Democratic Party. It's Demogeddon. She just got it wrong. You know, of course, you just get confused at time. You can tell they've done so much plastic surgery, blood flow to parts of her brain are impaired.
You know, that's probably a pretty good medical explanation of what's bothering the poor lady. So.
Well, I'd like to help her, you know, just like I'd like to help Hillary Clinton, who's got terminal Parkinson's disease and has to use body doubles. You know, no wonder she didn't show up to actually run for election. She wasn't there because she was either in hospital or her body double couldn't simulate her behavior.
Right. Not that many people that are that nasty.
Yeah, it takes a special person to be able to have that large a demon inhabiting in them.
Yes, I think that may be.
That's why her other title I call the Hilda Beast.
Oh, yes. Well,
the Hilda Beast.
Fair enough.
Yes, a very large demon. Yes, you have to get them in the heart bone with your spear.
Well, anyway, I think Donald Trump got off one of those javelins during the campaign.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Donald Trump continues to be underestimated over and over and over again. By the way, he sees some of my colleagues in anti-aging medicine, by the way, at our academy meetings, which is why he and the Patriots quarterback are both receiving care from doctors to extend lifespan and reverse aging. The problem is that I think that most of the problems that we continue to think that aren't solvable, there's money to be made by not finding a solution. That's why you see the Democrats, for example, who supported building a fence with old Vietnam fence, didn't want a wall because, it's really hard to, if you stop the drug cartels from cutting through the fence with a torch and just bring it to a safe house, if you have a real physical wall they can't drive through, and that ruins business. Look at Fast and Furious. The Department of Justice was actually giving guns to our cartels to make sure the drugs which the CIA are running and the illegal money going into black op projects that has no oversight from the Congress and Senate and the President. People don't know this. I work with these guys, Delta Force Special Op. I know stuff. In fact, I'm going to have Cody Snodgrass on, who got an offer for $1 million to blow up the Alfred P. Murrow building. I know about the fact of the transfer of the records for the anthrax vaccine with squalene and the depleted uranium, because I get death threats for threatening to do tests on those Gulf One vets. So I did the exit exam on all five special op team, and I can tell you the Alfred P. Murrow building was a demolition, and so was 9/11. And I even got the U.S. geological data, and I have a background in nuclear toxicology and physics, so I tried doing testing. The last time I got turned down was 2 years ago in Japan. They told me their State Department said they're not even allowed to talk to me. Okay? So Deagle is a wild man, and if you think you can take me on, that's why periodically when I get death threats, I say, hey, I'm a techie. I got your local IP address. The local authorities are coming. And if you try to come through my gated community, I have armor-piercing weapons and incendiary bombs, and I'll blow you to bits before I say hello. And guess what? All the death threats stop. Not that I'm a mean guy, but I'm a serious guy. And just like I think we should be serious to protect our communities, and I want to see those black grandmas having guns and gun training. I want to see those young kids not being inducted into gangs. I want to see drug cartels like MS-3, if they're found on a snatch and grabbed like they did years ago in New York and they found out that they have an illegal weapon, they need to go to prison for 5 years and get reformed. Sure. They shouldn't be walking around with illegal guns, high-powered weapons, because they're drug cartels. They're going to be selling drugs to other kids. And then...
By the way, before we run out of time, let me just make a quick request that folks, if they haven't already done so, go to gunowners.org and sign up for our free email alerts. It's how we get our lobbying done.
And become a member, too. I'm a GOA of California. So that's so go to gunowners.org, gunowners.org.
That'll get it done, and you can sign up just for the email. That's a freebie. Naturally, we have to keep the lights on, and somebody has to pay for that, too. But the important thing politically is that there be enough people getting these alerts in their email that they can respond to them, again, with email, and just raining down on the Congress, telling them
what they
like and don't like. That gets things done.
Well, you know, there's a rule, I know this from Darrell Issa and other politicians locally, and for going back for years, and it doesn't matter what country, but when someone, a letter or an email comes into a politician, they amplify it by hundreds of times what they think the public is thinking. If they think the public thinks, hey, we need to have integration of sheriff's offices to protect the police, we need to make sure the police get proper training and body armor and equipment and so on, and we need to have more psychologists and integrate it with, social services and so on to intervene with family squabbles, and we need to have better ways of tracking these criminals. I'm sure if we just looked at metadata, money, and mental health, like, for example, if you have three of these things converging, you're got a drug to kill somebody, like Kelujak and Prozac or Celexa, you've got social media saying you just joined ISIS and you're a blue-eyed, blonde-haired ISIS guy now in, say, Illinois, and all of a sudden you're contributing money to a terrorist group, doesn't matter if it's Muslim or otherwise, they need to pay you a visit. And again, we talk about gun control. Well, how about people control? And we're not talking about registering. We're talking about monitoring real simple data that the government could probably already have right now. And if they simply use that data, they'd say, hey, let's go pay such and such a guy a visit and see what they're doing. And they go to his garage and say, oh, my gosh, he's got tons of pipe bombs here. Look what he's got.
And hopefully, before we even get to that point, we'll have enough folks in the general population packing a piece that it's just going to be less and less attractive to be a criminal.
Exactly. And by the way, in rural Canada, where they don't talk about it much, the federal government tried to get a gun registration up there, and it failed so badly after 10 years of conservative government before the current liberal government took over. And this guy in the prime minister's office now is a complete jackass. Justin Trudeau, he's a Hollywood-type guy, good-looking, schmoozer.
Yep, good-looking.
Good-looking,
yeah.
Schmoozer, just like his mama, Pierre Trudeau's wife, but an idiot. I mean, this is what I call the snowboard president. You hire a snowboarder, you're going to snowboard your country down the hill.
Oh, I thought you were going to say snowflake president.
He is. That's what you get at the end when you crash. You get a lot of snowflakes.
Okay, good.
We have to have a little fun with this, but there are solutions. The fact is, we'll take out. I don't believe in just scaring the public about this issue, and I believe that Colin Kaepernick, if actually he had a clue, which he's probably still trying to find his first clue, but if he had a clue, he wouldn't put pigs on his socks trying to figure out how we can make those police be that little black boy's best friend, and vice versa, so that the communities are safe. How's that?
Poor Colin Kaepernick. What a sad sack.
Yeah, what a sad sack guy. We'll pray for you, Colin, that you actually get a clue. How about we buy you one or two?
Message and data rates may apply.
A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.